Game on.
Game on.
2FM.
Limerick's championship campaign ended on Sunday afternoon. A narrow and very hard-fought defeat to Kilkenny. News soon after that that manager TJ Ryan was committed his future to the county for the foreseeable future. 3-year deal. And I'm delighted to say that TJ joins me on the line now. You're very welcome.
Thanks, you.
Listen, I suppose you've had a couple of days now to put things in perspective, TJ. Looking back, how tough is that defeat to take on Sunday?
Very tough, you. Very disappointed. I suppose players had put in a huge effort. Rest of the backroom team, same. Like, it was really, really good. We felt very positive going into the game, and just to come up short after putting such a huge effort in is very disappointing. And look, maybe as the week goes on, maybe it might be getting a little bit easier. Life goes on, we know that, but we put our heart and soul into it and just were really, really disappointed not to get a result.
And you started with that positivity. I mean, I suppose it was one thing, we were kind of previewing the match and a couple of former players, the likes of Brendan Cummins, hoped to see Limerick kind of tear into Kilkenny, not give them stand off and give them any space. That's exactly what happened, and everything seemed to be going to plan. And then the sucker punch, the goal just before half time, maybe knocked at the wind. What was the mood at half time?
We felt we were very much in the game, but to be fair, you have to give Kilkenny a huge amount of credit because we threw everything at them, and they've been brilliant champions over the last, let's say, just over a decade now. You know what I'm saying? They're going for 10 All-Irelands, and you know they're not probably the best team we've ever seen for nothing. And I mean, they were able to suck it up. You know what I'm saying? And even in that first half, you just before half time, they hit us with that goal. Maybe not after having enjoyed a huge amount of possession. So that's kind of a sign of a really, really good team. And you know what I mean? In fairness to them, I mean, they are that.
And we spoke to Eddie Brennan on Monday afterwards, and he made that point as well. He was actually quite surprised the hunger that Kilkenny showed, given the amount of success that they've had over the years and the amount of players who, you know, they're not young guys anymore. I mean, they're not finished by any stretch, but he was surprised how hungry Kilkenny were to win that match, and they needed to be.
Well, they needed to be, and as I said, I thought there for a while, maybe in the second half, the things were kind of going our way, and then they hit us with the second goal, in fairness to them. Like, and I said, that's kind of a really true testament of a really, really good side. And, you know, I felt that everything had gone right for us. I mean, our guys were performing heroically on the pitch. They gave it everything. I felt that we were winning battles around the field, but it just proved to be still short on the day.
Is there anything you would have changed then, now, looking back?
Hard to know. You would like to change, like to change the result. But no, as it, I'd have to give huge credit to our own guys. Like, from my point of view, all year, in all the performances, they gave it everything. You know, in sport, these things happen, you know, and like, you have to try and take all the chances when they come your way, but it's not easy. And when you're involved in that, and as well, sort of weather conditions that were incredible in the second half, and you'd have to credit both sides with a fantastic display. And it was even difficult to hold a hurley at some stage during the rain in the second half.
That was one thing that stood out as well. I mean, look, Gary was beside me. He was at the match. The players had no right to serve up the contest that they did, given how difficult it must have been to play that.
Yeah, and like, I think maybe even some of the joking there on Monday was maybe we should make a hurling like cricket. You know, instead of it rains, we go for a cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, in fairness to them, it was incredible. And it was just maybe it added a bit to the occasion on the day. I suppose maybe for people watching on, from our point of view, it made hurling conditions very, very difficult. But in fairness, it was very difficult for both sides.
TJ, just a quick question. First of all, well done on your performance this year. To get the players to respond to you like that, I think is a credit to your management. And from a selfish point of view, if Cork get past Tipperary on Sunday, who would you fancy between Kilkenny and Cork?
I suppose
putting you on the spot now, big time. But I'm afraid of Cork myself. So
yeah, that's putting me on the spot. I think you're doing Cork or Tip people no favours there, because it's very hard to look past any game in the GAA at the moment. Because in fairness to the top teams and in the competitions, there's very, very little between them, and it comes down to small things. But look, in fairness to the teams that are left, there are three superpowers of hurling: Tipperary, Cork, and Kilkenny. And on a given day, if things can go either side's way, because they all have good forwards. Like, you can make a case for any team here, and I think even looking at the game on Sunday, I think like Paddy Power can't even split them. Like, so that's how fine it is, to be honest.
Did you? What was the players' reaction after Sunday? TJ, have you spoken to them, some of them this week, or have you just taken a break? But how did they feel after? So obviously they were good, but did you have a chat with them?
I did, absolutely, and I said a lot of the guys met up there on Monday and stuff. And look, extremely disappointed, because when you put your heart and soul into something, and I suppose you start to believe, and you really want something to happen, and you drive as hard as you can for like your heart would be on the floor after, because you'd be so disappointed. But I suppose there is a bit of consolation for the boys in the sense that they gave it everything. I mean, they die with their boots on is kind of some of the phrases I saw. Yeah. And, you know, there is a bit of consolation there. And look, I suppose it's sport at the end of the day. We're fully aware of that. But at the same time, we lost. And, like, if you weren't really, really disappointed, then you wouldn't care. Like, so sometimes, I mean, that has to happen, unfortunately.
And the fact that you would have been really deserving winners had the result gone your way, I was thinking, does that make it easier or more difficult to accept the results? And I imagine it might be the latter.
Yeah, I think so. Like, it's just that you need breaks, I think, in all walks of life, and you need things to go your way, and you need a bit of luck. And, you know, I said maybe sometimes that's kind of one of the key differences. And I didn't feel there was a huge difference between ourselves and Kilkenny on the day. In fairness to Brian Cody, he said the same afterwards. And, you know, but look, from our point of view, looking at it, maybe the last 5 or 6 or 8 minutes, maybe there was one or two things we could have done differently. They defended brilliantly. The hooks and the blocks, as you said, for a team that has 9 All-Irelands won, that's been absolutely outstanding. And, you know, you'd have to give them credit for that. And as I said, to our guys, you'd have to give them credit for everything they threw at Kilkenny, and just take them up a tiny bit short.
And as Gary said, it's huge credit to yourself. I mean, you know, 6 or 7 weeks before the championship started, there was a lot of question marks over how Limerick would respond with everything that happened, Donal's departure. And, you know, it is a great reflection on you, TJ, that, you know, they managed to get to a semi-final and play the hurling that they did and almost topple a team full of champions.
Yeah, to be fair, I would see myself very much as part of a management team. And, I mean, the rest of the guys with me have done just as much work as I have. And there's a backroom team of 14 of us involved. So, like, they've done huge work. They just deserve just as much credit, not more than I do. And also, I would also have to credit the Limerick supporters, you, like, in fairness. They got drenched on Sunday.
Yeah.
And even in our first game back in June Bank Holiday weekend, even with that little bit of turmoil, in fairness, I mean, they came out in huge numbers. So the Limerick supporters deserve huge credit. And, you know what I mean, like, they make life easy going to championship matches. And look, I suppose Limerick is a very sporting county. And, you know, I suppose we try to give it our all, and we try to play with a bit of pride and a bit of passion. And in fairness to the lads, I thought they did that with it in abundance on Sunday.
So listen, you're staying on for the next couple of years. So you obviously believe there's more to come from this bunch of players. There's a lot of young guys there as well who can learn from this season, however hard that may be right now, but they certainly will. And you obviously feel there's a lot more to come from this Limerick team.
I certainly do, you. I think there's a lot of talent in the county, even underage. Our minors are in the All-Ireland semi-final on Sunday, where they play Galway, so I'd like to wish the best luck to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been Munster champions at minor for the last 2 years, so there are some youngsters. At the same time, you know, there have been counties over the last number of years that have come close to beating Kilkenny or win their own championship, and, I mean, they haven't kicked on. So I also understand that next year will bring its own difficulties. We kind of had a relatively good run this year with injuries and stuff, and a new season brings new worries. But at the same time, I would say that I would believe and I would be optimistic.
Listen, thanks so much for making the time to talk to us. I really appreciate it.
No problem, you. Thank you.
Get your game face on.
Game on 2FM.